Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi by the Zohar Daf Nun Vav. We begin four lines off the top of the Amud, a pretty short Daf today. Back on the topic of Yayin Nesach, right? So Yayin that was handled by a goy, that was poured by a goy, would be usur. The question is, what is wine? At what point, at what stage in the wine production process is it considered liquid, is it deemed wine? So Mishnah says, as soon as you crush the grapes, right, you have that sort of mashed mush, that mass of skin and liquid, that's not considered wine. So even if the guy's handling it, there's no issue. Ve'eino yoyse yayin nesach, says the Mishnah. The yayin nesach issue only begins ad sheyer dabur. So once the wine has trickled into the pit, so the gas is the upper sort of pool or container or whatever, where they crush the grapes. And then it sort of trickles through a little channel, a little pipe, a little tsinor, at the end of which there's a basket hanging, which the Gemara will call gargusni, a little basket, like a filter through which the liquid trickles, and then drips down into the bar, into the cistern, beside the gas. The Mishnah says, the guy can only make yayin nesach if the wine that he's handling is already in the bar. Achir the bar. But if it's still upstairs in the gas, it's just considered a mass. It's not yet been separated. It's not a separate entity. It's not yet deemed liquid. And it's not considered wine. Says the Mishnah, but once it hits the bar, it is. V'atnan, we have a Mishnah, Meseches Masris, which is actually speaking about something else. At what point is the wine considered a finished product? When do we say the process has completed with respect to activating the chiyuv of trumas and maaser, which is only bound upon something which is a complete process, a completed product? You need nigmar malachta. At what point is it considered, is the process considered finished? So when it comes to yayin, mishi kafe. Rashi learns the kafe is lashon tzav, floats. So what's floating? The skins and the pits, whatever. So that happens after the wine sits for a while in the bur. This residue, this material, rises to the top and then they skim it off. At that point, it is considered a finished product. But not before that. So what does the Mishnah say? That once it lands in the bur, it's already wine. Even before it was skimmed, Amarava. It's a good question. But there are two shitas, two opinions. Like Kashi, answer is Harav Akiva Harabonon. Our Mishnah reflects the shitas Rabbonon. Even before skimming, it's already considered a finished liquid, finished product, wine. Whereas the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva who requires the skimming to complete the process. The Snan we have a Sanya, we have a Brisa, Yayin Mishyer Labur. At what point is it considered wine? When it gets into the bar. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Mishi kape. After it was skimmed. Okay, so we're basically comparing the parameters of Trumas and Maser, what's considered a finished product regarding Trumas and Maser. We're comparing it to Yayin Nesach. We're not differentiating. And that triggered the apparent contradiction. The answer is, there are two opinions. Yair Labar or Mishi Yikap. Iboilo. So the question is, Kipu the Bar or Kipu the Chavis? They say skim it twice. First time was in the Bar. So the stuff would rise, it would be skimmed, and then they would bottle it into the Chavis, into the barrels, and then it would be left for a while to rise again. Whatever, you know, leftover residue was there, it would rise and it would be skimmed again. Question. When Rabbi Akiva makes reference to Yikap, is it the earlier skimming in the boil or the later skimming in the barrels? Toshma, the Sanya, or the Snam, we have a Mishnah that clarifies it for us. Yain, Mishi Yikap. So it's considered a finished product when it's skimmed. And the Mishnah continues, "Va'avav yishakafa." So even though he skimmed it, koilas minagas hol yaina. So only the wine in the pit is considered, but the wine that's still upstairs in the gas hol yaina, in the upper area, u'minatziner, or still running through the channel, through the pipe between the gas and the boyer, you can collect some of that wine, v'sheris, and drink it even without separating the truma and the maaser, because it's not yet a finished product. But the material that's in the bur that has been skimmed is shmamino. So apparently, keep with the bur, kamrina shmamino. When we speak about being skimmed, it's the wine in the pit. That's already considered a finished product, even before it was bottled. Asks the Gemara. V'otani Rizvid presented a braisa b'dvarei Rabbi Yeshia, which was learned in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yeshia, that gave us a different description of the finishing stages of wine. Yain, when is it considered wine? Mishir the bar v'kafe, once it's in the pit and skimmed. Rukiba Omer, Mishir yashle b'chaviyos, only once the wine is drawn out. Yashle, Rashi says, is shoyle dogam nayam, like drawing a fish out of the water. First, it has to be bottled. Fill the barrels. And then it's becoming wine. And that's setting up a totally different system than the previous Mishnah and Brice. Says the Gemara, well, turns to Nami Lacha Maisa Hachi. So because of this Brice, we're going to tweak the previous Brice as well, in the Mishnah, as follows. Yair Mishir Labar V'Kafe, when is it considered a finished product? When it's in the pit and skimmed. So you need both. That is the Chachamim. Only once it's bottled. Asks the Gemara. So at this point we have two shitas. Chacham say skimmed in the pit. Rekiva says bottled in the barrels. What about our Mishnah? It can only turn into Yai Nesach. It is only considered a finished product once in the bar. But that suffices. Without skimming, without bottling. That seems to be a third opinion. Lema, Tlasa, Tanahi. Do you mean to say there are three opinions? How to define wine? No, you don't have to say that. Shani, Yai Nesach, Dachmiru, Bei Rabbanon. Perhaps we can differentiate between. See, Rava initially did not want to differentiate, but perhaps we can suggest. There's a difference between how it's treated regarding Trumas and Meiser. For that, you need a more advanced process to be considered complete and finished. Whereas now, Mishnah, we're speaking about Yai Nesach, of Edizara issues. We don't want to take a chance, even once it reached this initial stage, once it's in the pit, even before being skimmed, etc., it's already considered wine. The Achmir Rabban says the Gemara, but Rava apparently didn't hold of this. He didn't consider this type of distinction. Right? Initially, we had a kasha. He didn't say, well, the difference between Truma and Yai Nesach. So according to him, you have to say there are three opinions, right? But Rava himself, apparently, he was not submitting to this type of distinction. He holds that however a wine is defined regarding one thing, it applies to all things. So according to him, apparently, Mukim Leik et La Satana, he has to say there are three opinions. What's considered wine? In the pit, or skimmed in the pit, or bottled in the barrels. Mashu bar asav ashamrut. Amravunam leishanu. So Mishnah says, well, once in the pit, it's considered wine. And if handled by the goy, it's Yai Nesach. But vashar mutar. Everything else that hasn't yet reached that point, so the wine that's still upstairs in the gas is mutam. Rav Huna Leishon, that's only true if there was no Yai Nesach mixed into that. El Shalai Hechzer Gargusni Lagas. If he didn't toss the basket, right? There was that basket, that sort of filter through which the wine trickles into the bar. He didn't take the basket and throw it back upstairs into the gas. So then everything upstairs is safe. Aval Hechzer Gargrusni Lagas, also, but if he did so, he picked the basket and threw it back into the gas, then everything is also, because there's Yai Nesach, because the Gargrusni itself has Yai Nesach in it, and now if it's thrown back into the gas, everything becomes contaminated. Asks the Gemara, what's wrong with the Gargrusni? The Gargrusni is not immersed in the bur. it's hanging, it's suspended above the bar, right? The wine trickles through it down into the bar. So why is the gargusni itself considered to be containing iser material? Gargusni gufa itself, b'maykum mitzra, why would it become contaminated in asr? B'nitzuk. Because of the uninterrupted flow? Shmaman nitzuk chibud, do you mean to say that an uninterrupted flow creates a connection? So since that basket was sort of directing a flow into the bar, it's considered connected to the content of the bar, and therefore affected by the status of the wine in the bar, which is Yayin Nesach. Likewise, anything on the gargusni, even if it's upstream, but since it's connected with an uninterrupted gust, uninterrupted flow, gush and flow, it's considered a chibur. Is that true? That's a big chiddush. It's not so simple that the Isra of Yayin Nesach travels sort of upstream, back up to the top of the gush. Says the Gemara, no, you don't have to come on to that point. You can answer it more simply. The problematic aspect of the basket is because once the bur fills and the water, the wine rises and rises, and it comes into contact, it touches the bottom of that basket. So now you have Yayin Nesach on the basket itself. And therefore, if it's thrown back into the gas, it contaminates everything. Reb Chiya told us later on, Pachsa means it was like crushed, like banged. So the container came into contact with the wine. Achanam here as well. The wine in the bar rose and reached all the way up to the basket. So the bottom of the basket was touched by Yayin Nesach, and that was then mixed into the gas, and that's the problem. How you know? Because the story of this youngster, the Tana Avodas Chacham, he learned Maseches Avodah Zarah when he was barely 6 years old. He was very an expert. Okay, they figured, let's ask him some questions. They asked him a question. Here's a riddle. Mau lidroich im Avodah Chacham begas. Could a person join the guy in stomping at the grapes inside the wine press? Amr Lahus, he says, sure. Darchin im Ovid Kechavim Begas, you can do that. So they asked him, what do you mean? You're allowing a Jew to participate in Yayin Nesach activity? Now we're going according to the Mishnah Achroina, right? Yesterday's daf, we discussed that the final version of the Mishnah is, will hold that any liquid that's already, you know, sort of on its way down, it's trickling down the incline, down the slope of the gas, even before having reached the bur, is already considered, has a status of liquid. It's considered a separate entity. It's separate from the grapes, and it is considered wine with respect to any, you know, susceptibility to Yayin Nesach, right? So the question, how could you join a guy in crushing the grapes? V'kamanasach b'yadei. You never know, maybe the guy is going to do Yayin Nesach with his hands on the wine there, right? He's going to pour it. So he says, it's Sayarna Luliyade. So the boy said, oh, of course. I'm talking that they bound his hands. They tied up his hands. He can't do anything like that. Okay, so they asked him, okay, so his hands are out of commission, but his feet aren't. V'kamanasa b'regel. Bekare can do Nesach with his feet. So on that he answered, no, you don't do nisach with your feet. Nisach, the regular shmei nisach. Pouring with one's feet, that's not the accepted method of pouring. That's not considered yayin nisach. So there's no concern. As long as hands tied up, you're good. Says the Gemara, actually there was a story which relates to this shayla. Who uvda? There was a story, the Hava bar Nardo, in the town of Nardo, the Doshi Yisrael of Gicham, Lahu Chamra. So Yisrael and Goyim, a yid and a guy, they threshed, they trampled the grapes and produced the juice. And the question was posed to Shmuel as to the status of that wine. And Shmuel wasn't sure. V'shahayi Shmuel, t'losa rigli. So Shmuel reserved his ruling for three regalim. Rashi says, on the last Rashi, Yashayi miskapsin l'shmuel ad rosh, ha'chas pesach v'pesach, ha'chas aseres v'atseres. They would gather together to listen to halachas, to discuss, to learn the halachas of the Yamim Tovim. So he waited until everybody would get together, and he could sort of, you know, interact with the Olam and try to get clarity on the halachas. He wasn't going to, he wasn't going to jump into it. He was going to wait and see how it materializes. Asks the Gemara, what was his doubt? What was he waiting for? My time. Ilei Mabshim Dekasavar. He was thinking, Di Mashkachna Tana, the Asak Rabbi Nosson Eisrine. I'm going to wait till the crowd show up, and I'm going to look around to see if there's any Chacham, any Tana that holds like Rabbi Nosson, that Rashi says, what was the question? The question was like this. Really, the guy was not menasech. Nobody saw him pour anything, right? All there was just contact, right? So Rav Nosson holds that even contact, just plain contact, a guy just touches the wine, it becomes usher, bahano, you can't even have any benefit, you can't sell it and make money on it. It's usher for drinking and for anno. So if I'm going to find a Tana that coincides with Rav Nosson's Chumra, then I'll adopt that Shita. Aisrini, afil bano, I'll disallow even Hano from this material. The Sani, as we find in the Mishnah. Medada. So the guy approached the barrel of the wine of the Yisrael in order to just measure it. He wanted to see how deep the wine is. Okay? So he stuck his hand to the barrel to see how deep it was. Ben Biyad, Ben Regal, whether he used his hands or they used his foot. So since he came into contact, you can't drink it. There's a chumra, we can't drink it. But you can still have ano, you can sell, yimach, you can sell. Nas noimer, no. Biyad asr Regal mutar. If he touched it with his hand, even though there was no nisuch, he didn't pour, he didn't move it, he just, you know, was checking the depth. It's asr or machmer, as though it's yayin esach, and it's asr even ba'ano, because he uses hands. And hands are typically used for nisuch. But beregel mutar, but certainly in the case where he just stuck his foot in, that's not typically how you do nisuch, so it's removed from the concept of nisuch, and therefore, in this case, Rav Nosson is not going to be machmer, he'll allow you to sell it. You can't drink it, but you can sell it. So that was Shmuel's concern. Is there anybody else that holds a Rav Nosson? And therefore, in our case, even though the guy didn't do nisuch, nor did he do shichshuch, he wasn't like splashing it or moving it around. He was just stomping. He was just doing his job. Perhaps it would be usur because there was contact, and it's usur even bahano. Says the Gemara, how can you compare to Rav Nosson? Just the opposite. If anything, just the opposite. Rav Nosson just finished telling us that only if he touched it with his hands, it's a problem. But with his foot, nobody does nisuch with a foot, and therefore, there's no issue. Eimu adam Rav Nosson beyad. When does Rav Nosson disallow and ban that wine, even bahano, if he used his hands? But beregel mi amar, since when would it apply to a foot? Since it's not, a foot is never employed in the nisuch procedure. So in that case, certainly, even Rav Nosson would allow you to sell it. Ella, rather, Shmuel's concern was that perhaps he can find a way to permit the wine. He was looking for a kula. He was looking to see if there's going to be anybody else. He'll ask around and see, check the sources. Is anybody, any other Tana that permits this type of wine like Rav Shimon does? In this case, I'll allow it even for drinking. Because there was no nisach done. It was just merely, you know, contact. Right, the guy was just trampling, it's okay, and it's even a mutter to drink. Now, Tesis actually points out, he says, if you take a look at the Mishnah, Rav Shimon is only going to allow if he used a measuring stick or something. But in this case, we actually came into direct contact with the wine. What do you see that Rav Shimon would allow it? So he says it's a svara. It's a svara to say that just like Rav Shimon doesn't reckon with a guy coming to contact with that wine, if he employed some sort of medium, some sort of tool, some sort of stick. He was checking its depth, checking the measuring it, using a stick. It wasn't directly. Then that's okay. Likewise, using a foot is very similar, because a foot is like it's like a stick in a way, because you don't do nisach with a foot. So it's like he came into contact with that wine with using a medium, which is not a yayin nesach medium. It's like a foreign object between himself and the wine, because you don't do nisach with a foot. So it's no different than using a stick. To come into contact with that wine with a stick, which going to Rav Shimon is mut even to drink. Because it's so far removed from yayin nesach, there's no issue, it doesn't resemble yayin nesach. So that's what Shmuel was hoping for. And that's why he put it on hold, pending further clarity. Okay, so in any case, we have a shayla had to define the status of wine with respect to Meiser, respect to Yayin Nesach. So certainly according to Rava, there are three shittos. One is our Mishnah, that as soon as the wine is contained in the bar, or according to Mishnah Achrona, as soon as it's on its way into the bar, it's considered wine. Or we have the shita that it's in the bar and skimmed, or until it's actually bottled in the containers in the chaviyos. We spoke about the drop of problematic material on the bottom of the basket, creating a problem. Then we have the story of the child who paskin that the grapes that were stomped by the guy are not considered yayin nesach. Now, in terms of actually drinking it, that was a child that was posed to Shmuel, who sort of left it hanging, pending further clarification. All the best to you, and Hatzlacha Rabbah.